Title: Noise Layers for Pirate Radio Vibes Masterclass in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build that pirate radio texture the right way. Control dirt, not just throwing white noise over a drop and calling it vintage. We're going for a believable broadcast world. Band limited hiss, unstable tuning, crunchy preamps, little RF glitches, and it all needs to sit around your drums and bass without stealing the punch. In drum and bass, this is pure cheat code energy. It glues break textures to clean modern tops. It adds urgency in intros and pre-drops, and it makes static 16-bar loops feel like they're alive. The big rule is, noise is broadband, so it will happily mask your snare and hats if you don't control it. So we're going to build it arrangement-aware, ducted, and sculpted in mid/side. By the end, you'll have a reusable pirate radio noise rack with three layers, a constant bed, a moving sweep, and an interference layer, and then a transmission bus chain that makes everything feel like it's coming through a sketchy limiter. All stock devices in Ableton Live 12. First, routing. Make a group track and name it Pirate Noise. Inside, create three tracks: Noise Bed, Noise Sweep, and Interference. You can do these as audio tracks using samples, or MIDI tracks using a synth noise source. Either is fine. The key is, treat them as one layer, then broadcast process them together. Easiest move: process on the group itself. That group is your TX bus, your transmission bus. Everything in the noise world funnels through it, so you can shape it like one radio signal. Now, layer 1, the noise bed. This is the constant hiss you feel more than you hear. If you can clearly identify it as a separate layer during the drop, it's usually too loud. Option 1, fastest. Drop in a vinyl hiss, tape hiss, room tone sample. Turn warp off if you want it to drift naturally, or use complex if you want it more consistent. Lube it. Option 2, fully synthetic. Make a MIDI track. Load Wavetable and pick a noise Wavetable for Oscillator 1. Turn Oscillator 2 off. Then set your amp envelope so it's click-free. Tiny attack. Like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Sustain full. Release maybe 50 to 200 milliseconds. Put a long MIDI note in a clip so it holds indefinitely. Now sculpt it. Add EQ 8 after the noise source. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Do not let low-end noise hang around. It's just mud and DNB. If your snare is getting smeared, you can even dip a little in the brighter region, like a gentle couple dB around 6 to 9K, depending on where your hats and snare snap live. Then low pass the bed around 10 to 14K. Choose the top limit based on how bright your drum mix already is. Now the radio-ish instantly step. Add auto filter, set it to band pass. Center it somewhere around 2.5 to 6K, Q around 0.6 to 1.2. Add a little drive, 1 to 3 dB. That band pass is the secret sauce. It turns generic hiss into a broadcast texture. Next, movement. In Live 12, add an LFO device and map it to the auto filter frequency. Go slow, 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's like drift over bars, not wobbling every beat. Keep the amount small, plus or minus a couple hundred hertz. Sinus smooth, random with smoothing is more organic. Then add saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and compensate output so the level stays consistent. This is important. You want tone change, not accidental loudness. Pirate Vibe comes from multiple small non-linear stages, not one device doing 12 dB of valence. Quick coach note, think audibility windows, not volume. Your noise can be relatively loud if it's loud in a space where nothing important lives. In practice, that means you're carving and band limiting so the noise lives between the snare body, snare bite, and the hat sparkle. Okay, layer 2, the noise sweep. This is your station scanning energy. It's what gives you tension ramps and motion into drops, especially over 8 or 16 bars. Create the noise sweep track. Use the same noise source method as the bed, sample or wavetable. Then auto filter again in bandpass, but this time make it a little more resonant and gritty. Q around 1.0 to 1.8, drive 3 to 8 dB. This is the one you can hear moving. Now here's a key advanced move, groove reactive motion. Add an envelope follower on the sweep track. Sidechain it to your drum group or your top loop. Then map the envelope follower to the auto filter frequency or even to the filter drive. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. You want it to breathe with the groove, not freak out on every transient. Start modest on the amount. You're going for that pumping scanning feel, not chaos. Arrangement automation idea. Over a 16-bar intro, automate the sweep band pass from, say, 1.5k up to 6k, 2 bars before the drop, spike the queue a bit, maybe plus 0.3, and add a touch more drive, like 2 dB. Then on the drop, either pull it back or duck it harder so it doesn't fight hats and snare. Layer 3. Interference. This is where it becomes believable pirate transmission. Think bad antenna, limiter abuse, signal loss. We want crackle, bursts, stutters, and drift. For crackle, best case is a vinyl crackle sample. If you want to synthesize it with stock tools, start with a noise source, then add redux. Bit depth somewhere around 4 to 8, downsample 2 to 8. Then put a gate after it. Set the threshold so it opens intermittently, maybe start around minus 35 dB, and adjust. Return all the way down so it hard closes. Super fast attack, like sub-millisecond to 1 ms, and a short release, 20 to 60 ms. What you're doing is turning continuous noise into speckle bursts. For dropouts, use auto pan as tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's amplitude modulation, not panning. Choose a squarish shape if you want hard cuts, and set rate to something like 1/8 to 1/32 synced. Amount around 20 to 60%. Then automate it up only at phrase ends. That last half bar before the drop? Perfect spot for a stutter. For unstable tuning, add frequency shifter. You can use ring mod mode for metallic RF artifacts or normal frequency shift for subtle drift. Fine values like 10 to 80 Hz are already significant. Then add an LFO map to the fine control. Rate 0.2 to 1.2 Hz. Small amount. That's your RF drift. Now, ducking. Non-negotiable in D then B. If you don't duck noise, it will rob transients and you'll wonder why your SER suddenly sounds like a pillow. Put a compressor on each noise track or on the noise group. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your drum bus or even better for clarity, from the snare track. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Then lower the threshold until you see around 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Advanced move. Dual sidechain timing. The kick wants a tight, fast release so it stays punchy. The SER can have a slightly lazier release so the noise blooms after the hit instead of sitting on top of it. You can do that with two compressors in series, or even cooler, in an audio effect rack. Build two parallel chains. One chain key to kick with fast release, one key to snare with slower release, and blend chain volumes with a macro. That gives you broadcast glue without flattening the drop. Now we build the TDEX bus, the transmission chain. Put this on the noise group so all three layers feel like one broadcast. First, EQ8, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 9 to 12k, and you can add a tiny presence bump around 3.5 to 5k, like plus 1 dB, if it needs that radio presence. Second, saturator, drive 3 to 10 dB, soft clip-on. Again, keep it in the zone where it changes tone without exploding your level. Third, light redux. Bit depth around 10 to 14. Downsample 1 to 4. Save the extreme crush for effect moments or phrase punctuations. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Fifth, utility for mid/side discipline. Turn on bass mono around 200 to 300 Hz. Noise that's wide in the low mids is a fast route to a smeared mono mix. Set width around 70 to 110% depending on section. And here's a big coach reminder. Check mono early. Wide hiss can feel huge in stereo and then collapse into facey mush in mono. Every so often, flip your master to mono with utility and confirm your snare still reads clearly. Now let's rack it up. Select your TX chain devices on the group and create an audio effect rack. Map performance macro so you can ride this like an instrument. Macro 1. Amount. Map to utility gain or group volume so you can bring the whole noise world up and down. Macro 2. Bandwidth. Map your EQ8 high pass and low pass together, so when you turn it one way the band opens, and the other way it clamps down. Macro 3. Dirt. Map saturator drive and redux downsample. This is your more broken transmitter knob. Macro 4. Wobble. Map to frequency shifter fine amount, or the LFO amount controlling it. Macro 5. Duck. Map to compressor threshold. More negative means more ducking. Macro 6. Width. Map to utility width. Macro 7. Drops. Map to autopan amount on the interference stutter. Macro 8. Scan. Map to the sweep track bandpass frequency. Now, one smart control idea. Map dirt and duck together so when it gets dirtier, it also gets more out of the drum's way. That's how you keep aggression without masking. Let's talk arrangement, because Pirate Noise needs a story arc. If it does the same thing for 16 bars, it becomes wallpaper. Intro. 16 bars. Start with just the noise bed low. Slowly open bandwidth, like low pass from 8K to 12K. Add the noise sweep rising in frequency. Sprinkle interference at the ends of 4-bar chunks, like little punctuation. Pre-drop. Last 2 bars. Increase dirt and scan movement. Add a brief drop stutter in the last half bar. And then do the classic tension trick. Hard cut the noise for 1 beat of silence right before the drop. That silence makes the impact feel larger. Drop. Keep the bed very low and ducked. Interference only at phrase turnarounds, bar 8 and 16. So it feels intentional. Consider narrowing width a bit in the first 4 to 8 bars, so drums are razor focused, then widen slightly in the second half, to make the drop open up without adding new musical elements. Breakdown. Let the T-Dex chain be more obvious. Narrow bandwidth, more distortion, more wobble. If you have any radio chatter or field recordings, keep them super quiet and band limit them to match the noise. They should feel like part of the same transmitter. A full band sidechain makes your hats feel like they're breathing too much. Graduate to multiband thinking. You can cheat a pseudo multiband duck by splitting your noise into two lanes. A clean AIR bus that's high passed hard, like above 8 to 10K, minimal distortion, steady level, and a grit bus focused around 1.5 to 7K with heavier drive and heavier ducking. Blend them so the air stays present while the mid noise pumps with a groove. Two bonus sound design tricks to make it feel like RF gear, not just hiss. First, the BOF station whistle. Add a very subtle sine or triangle tone with operator or wave eatable inside the noise world. Put it through a high Q band pass, drive it a bit, then frequency shifter and ring mod with tiny modulation. Mix it so low you mainly notice it when drums pause. That faint carrier whine sells the illusion. Second, codec smear without third-party plugins. Resample your noise group after the TX chain for 8 to 16 bars. Then on the resampled audio, try warp modes like beats with low transient, or texture with small grain, then push redux slightly. Slice out one or two ugly moments and use them as fills. Warping plus resampling creates irregular crunchy artifacts that static noise generators don't. Mini exercise, 15 minutes. Grab an existing rolling D-den B loop. Drums plus bass. Build the noise bed with the band pass around 4K, Q about 1, saturator drive around 4 dB, and sidechain to snare for about 5 dB of gain reduction. This audio version is shortened for playback.